USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Palestinian health officials are reporting 9 Palestinians were killed in a firefight between militants and Israeli security forces in a refugee camp in the West Bank on Thursday morning. They're calling it the deadliest operation in months in the occupied territory. The Israeli army is reporting their troops entered the West Bank city of Jenin on Thursday as part of an operation targeting Palestinian militants. Soldiers killed at least 6 militants in the resulting battle. A judge in California is ordering the release of footage from the night former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was brutally attacked.
On Wednesday, the judge ruled there was no reason to keep audio and video recordings from the incident sealed. Back in October, a man named David DePap allegedly broke into Paul and Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and beat Paul with a hammer, leaving him with a fractured skull and other dire injuries. Police incident reports indicated a struggle over the hammer between the two men. Those video and audio recordings could be released as soon as Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Social network Meta announced Tuesday it would soon reinstate former President Trump's account on Facebook and Instagram with new guardrails. Nick Clegg, Meta's president of global affairs, said in a statement the guardrails are in place to deter repeat offenses. The United States and Germany separately announced on Wednesday they would send battle tanks to Ukraine after NATO allies pushed for the move. The U.S. decision to supply Abrams M1 tanks and the German announcement of the Leopard 2 tanks is a major boost for Ukraine, which has pleaded with the West for months to send more advanced weaponry. Senator Robert Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, on the announcements.
We need Ukraine to win, not just for Ukraine, but for the global proposition that you cannot by force take another country's territory.
This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
66-year-old immigrant farm worker Chun-Li Zhao was formally charged with premeditated murder on Wednesday in the fatal shooting of 7 co-workers south of San Francisco, California. Zhao, a Chinese citizen and the only suspect in Monday's massacre at 2 mushroom farms in Half Moon Bay, was formally presented with 7 counts of murder and a single count of attempted murder during his first court appearance in nearby Redwood City. The economy is changing, and that uncertainty is affecting how Americans are able to save for an unexpected emergency.
When it comes to paying for an emergency expense of $1,000 or more, less than half of Americans said they would take money out of their savings. According to a new Bankrate survey, 43% would use savings for the emergency, 25% of respondents said they'd use a credit card and pay it off over time, 11% would borrow the money from family or friends, and just 4% would take out a personal loan. Bankrate also learned that people are saving less due to inflation and the higher cost of everyday goods. Not surprisingly, Bankrate found that the more you make, the more likely you are to have savings available to pay for an unexpected emergency. I'm John Schaefer.
Spain's interior minister is reporting a machete-wielding man killed a sexton and injured a priest at 2 Catholic churches in the city of Algeciras on Wednesday before being arrested. Authorities are investigating the attacks as a possible act of terrorism. The suspect is in the custody of Spain's national police. The ministry did not identify him. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.